Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Welcome to Thank Goodness It's Folk here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM around Sheffield and around the world, streaming on www.sheffieldlive.org. I'm James Fagan with you for the first hour, and Sam Hindley will take you through the second hour. 2 hours of fantastic folk music for you here on Sheffield Live Community Radio Station. And we say hello to listeners from all over the world, and we thank you for joining us. If you're in England, you'll have had, or indeed the British Isles, you'll have had a very cold week, and definitely the start to winter, and some of our music today will reflect that. We have new releases from Ireland. In particular, we have Lisa O'Neill with a very topical song to start the show, given what I just said about the weather. New music also from Ye Vagabonds and Lancum. How about that? All three in the first half. We also will be taking a look at music from the Emergence Collective, a Sheffield-based collective of improvisational musicians, with some fascinating music for you. A child ballad sung by the great Ewan McColl, a new release from Lucinda Williams, and much more in the first half. In the second half, Sam has some great new releases as well from Robert Plant, Heidi Talbot, Andy Cutting and Gudrun Walther, among others, and some of his very favourite artists who are appearing in the Sheffield area, as well as a tribute to the late Roy Bailey. We'll also be celebrating Björk's 60th birthday with one of her classic tracks as well. All that and more to look forward to here on Sheffield Live's Thank Goodness It's Folk, and it's all available on Mixcloud later. If you're joining us there, welcome and enjoy the programme. So sit back and enjoy 2 hours of great music here with James and Sam.
In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan, earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone, snow. Angels and archangels there. Cherubim and seraphim throng the air, but only a mother in her maiden bliss worship the beloved, worshipped we.
Lisa O'Neill in the Bleak Midwinter. That comes from a digital EP she's released this week, and I've played the opening track, or the title track, I should say, from it already, which is The Wind Doesn't Blow This Far Right. It's a wonderful, wonderful EP. You can get it now as a digital download, or you can wait till February and buy it on a 12-inch vinyl release, which I will be doing. It's a stunning set of songs, and you just heard In the Bleak Midwinter. I realise it's not midwinter, but you would be forgiven for thinking so, looking at people's reaction to the snow that we've had over the last couple of days around the country. I hope you didn't get snowed in where you are, and I hope that you have your thermals ready for what's coming over the next few months. It is nearly Christmas in some ways. I always feel that in Sheffield anyway, even though it's only November, because the Sheffield traditional village carols get going around this time of year and are already underway. And let's have a carol now. This is not one of the Sheffield carols, but it is a beautiful carol, one of my favourites. And it is called Shepherds Arise. And I'm playing it today from a special single released by Andy Turner from Oxford. And Andy made this beautiful track during lockdown, and he's released it on Bandcamp. It contains a cast of at least 20 voices that he recorded remotely and put it together. It's a really remarkable track. And he is raising money by selling digital downloads of this single. So go and buy this lovely version of Andy's charity single in aid of cancer research, released on Bandcamp, as I say. It's at £1.50 minimum to download, but you're welcome to give more if you want to help out. And among the voices in the virtual choir, you will hear Jackie Oates, George Sansom, Jim Causley and John Bowden, as well as Andy Turner. So to get you in the mood for Sheffield caroling and for the Christmas ahead, Shepherds Arise.
Shepherds arise, be not afraid, with hasty steps prepare. Today this city sit on earth,
with our blessed in
with
Lucinda Williams, a brand new single, World's Gone Wrong, from her forthcoming album of the same name. I love it when Lucinda releases new material. Have a listen to this.
I get up every morning to go to work. He sells cars and she's a nurse. Working long hours is the devil's curse. Things are getting tight, but it could be worse. Tries hard to ignore the news. Nothing makes sense as she gets confused between what is false and what is true. And she worries they won't get through. Come on, baby, we gotta be strong. Song
Sometimes I think I see, and I hope someday I do, with the flowers on the waste ground still blooming out of view. I had it all right from the start, only to watch it fall apart. I thought that nothing was hard to lose, if only I knew. Troubled teens and drag queens, lock-ins by the score, sparks and fire on my lips and keys to every door. I knew how to roll, but never learned to fall, living hand to mouth. Still the richest of them all. I had it all right from star, only to watch it fall apart. I thought that nothing was hard to lose, if only I knew. I remember that first evening, singing John Prine till dawn. Then the iron stove on Citric Road with my big wool coat on. Feet upon the chair, curl up like a newborn child, peeking out under your hair. I felt lucky for a while. I had it all right from the start, only to watch it fall apart. I thought that nothing was hard to lose, if only I knew.
Ye Vagabonds, brand new music from them as well on Citric Road. It seems that lots of the top Irish folk acts have new albums about to come out. We heard a new single from Lisa O'Neill to start the show. We just heard On Citric Road from Ye Vagabonds, and their friends Lancome have new music out as well. Lancome's single is very interesting. It is a cover that they recorded for a dance performance piece. It's a cover of a 1980 song by The Specials, and it is called Ghost Town. Here are Lancome, getting pretty synthy.
This town is coming like a ghost town. All the clothes are being closed down. This place is coming like a ghost town. Lines won't play no more. This town
Lancome with the old specials, classic Ghost Town here on Sheffield Live. Thank goodness it's folk with me, James Fagan. I'm going to play you another track from a discovery of mine from last week's program. Two tracks in last week's show from Marie Dresserhaus. I can't resist playing another song from her brilliant new record. The song is called Johnny, and I think it's superb. Have a listen to this.
Mind made up. Johnny signed the deal. Johnny wanted something quick. I wanted it real. But Johnny doesn't see like that. He doesn't see at all that he's not half the man I am. He's half that. Twice the goal. So why am I still standing here? Why do I not run? He thought that I was funny, and I thought he was the one. What I would have given up for Johnny if he thought to even.
So some folks reckoned. But Joe could tackle hard and Joe could run. He only needed time for growing. And soon he'd signed his name to play. To the city he moved away. Now on the sports page he'd appear. The idol of the local lasses. Out on the field he played it fair, while all the girls made forward passes. Until another match turned all the heads, Charo lads v ruling classes. And with no future in it now, it's home again and up the ground. Back on the ground to hear no lark, 30 years from dawn till evening, until the cold had left its mark, to the bank the earth returned him. No more to sweat his days out in the dark, some years on top the dust had earned him. And all the while the sickness grew, still he'd ask what he could. He'd do odd jobs for one and all, though snow was thick or rain was teeming. And all the world would seem to call, the kettle never finished steaming. Reach up, he'd say, by God, you're looking thin, while mischief in his eyes was gleaming. If Lizzie thinks you're hungry still, there'll be no chorus in her will. We all turned up to say goodbye. The church was filled to overflowing. You'd never have believed it if you'd seen how many people mourn you going, and just how lucky folks still feel to say they knew Joe B. You'd never have believed it if you'd seen how many people mourn you going, and just how lucky folks still feel to say they knew Joe B.
Well, I bet you recognise that. But did you recognise the singer? That was the writer of the song. The song is called Joe Peel, and the singer was Peter Bond. He's still alive. He's in his 80s, and he performed for about 10 years very actively, particularly in the northeast of England on the folk circuit, well known to those of you who followed the folk club circuit back in the 70s and 80s, along with people who he reminds me of and indeed did work with, including Bill Caddick and Pete Coe. But Peter Bond, what a lovely voice. His debut album was called It's All Right for Some, and you won't find it anywhere else unless you happen to have a copy of the original vinyl record released in the late 1970s on the Trailer label. And if you know about music history, you will know that the Trailer catalogue was bought by David Bulmer and went into the rarefied vaults of Celtic music, where it sits alongside some early Dick Gochan, which we've been talking about over the last couple of weeks, and many other incredibly important releases, including Bright Phoebus by Mike and Lal Waterson, and some of Nick Jones's early records as well. There is an ongoing legal investigation into the legality of the holding of those copyrights, and I think it's very much a watch this space. But in the meantime, I'm going to keep playing your music from the Leader Trailer catalogue, and I was very lucky to pick up a copy of that album by Peter Bond, It's All Right for Some, when I was down at Cecil Sharp House last weekend. And I grabbed it because I recognised Peter's name, and I've never heard the music until I played the album. It's absolutely lovely. The track Joe Peel, you may know from the recording made by June Tabor, but that was Peter Bond singing it himself, and he wrote the song about a minor and ex-rugby league player from Flimby in West Cumberland who had to give up work due to silicosis, but he never stopped doing things for other people. And Peter Bond describes him as the kindest man he ever met. Everyone knew Joe, and everyone liked him. Well, certainly a superb song, and I'll play you more from that album, It's All Right for Some, next week. Thank you to one of our favourite listeners, Nicky Campbell. He's a great contributor to this program, and he has some great ideas, including reminding us that today is the 60th birthday of Iceland's most famous export in music, Björk. Happy birthday, Björk. What an artist she is. She inspires people all across the world, and I'm going to play you one of her most famous songs, which incidentally has been covered by the folk trio Lady Maisery. It's Hyper Ballad, but as it is Björk's birthday, and her 60th as well, we'll hear Björk herself with Hyper Ballad from Post.
Friday's Child, that's me.
A child ballad every Friday.
Right then, child ballads, where are we up to? We're up to 194, and this ballad is called The Laird of Warriston, and let me tell you a little bit about it. I am taking the notes from this, from the person you're going to hear singing it, Ewan McColl, who recorded it on his album with Peggy Seeger, Blood and Roses Volume 2. Well, they made many albums of ballads, did Peggy and Ewan. And he noted the following story about Child Ballad 194. It concerns Gene Livingston of Dunipace and John Kincaid of Warriston near Edinburgh. The two main protagonists in this prosaic domestic tragedy were, according to contemporary accounts, married against their will at a very early age. Kincaid's consistent ill-treatment of his young wife eventually caused her to murder him. Janet Murdo, her nurse, and Robert Weir, a former servant in her father's house, helped her carry out the deed. No attempt was made to cover up the crime, and within 3 days of having committed it, Jean Livingston was tried, found guilty, and condemned to death. She was beheaded at the Canongate in Edinburgh on the 5th of July, 1600, and Janet Murdo was burnt at the stake on the same day. Robert Weir fled but was apprehended 4 years later and was executed later as well. So another terribly tragic story, I'm afraid, involving domestic abuse, murder, and execution. It's all in the child ballads, and it is all part of our history. You won't hear very many recordings of this. In fact, I can only find two. The one I'm going to play you by Ewan McColl, and another by the very fine Scots singer Gordiana McCulloch, who recorded it on a Green Tracks label CD called In Friendship's Name, and she got it from the version you're about to hear as well, from Ewan McColl on Blood and Roses Volume 2. This is Child Ballad 194, The Laird of Warriston.
My mother was an ill woman. At 15 years she married me. I had nae wit to guide a man, alas, ill fortune guided me. O Warriston, O Warriston, I wish that ye may sink for sin. I was but bare 15 years old when first I came your yetts within. I had nae been a month a bride when my good lord gaed to the sea. I bore a bairn ere he came hame and set it on the nurse's knee. Then it fell out upon a day that my good lord came fae the sea. I dress mysel' in rich attire, as blithe as ony bird on tree. I took my young son in my arms, my lord he hailed me courteously. I'm blithe to see ye, my dear lass, but was is that bairn at your knee? She turned hersel' recht round about, oh, why think ye sae ill o' me? Ye ken I was our young a bride, to ken ony other man but thee. Yelly, yelly, my lady gay, and black's the tongue that spake wally. Another got ye wi' that bairn while I was sailing on the sea. O Warriston, ye acted ill to lift your hand to your ain lady. He struck her till the blood ran down and cursed his bairn maist bitterly. Sair she grat as she gied hame, and o' the saw tear blint her ee. Her feather's joke ill counselled her, it was to gar her lord to dee. The nurse she took the deed in hand, and till I wot her fee she won. She cast the knot and drew the noose that killed the laird o' Warriston. Word has gane through bower and haw, and word has gane to Embrotoon, that the lasses killed her ain dear lord, I killed the laird o' Warriston. O tie my kerchief round my face, let no the sun upon me shine. Tak me to yon heathen hill, strike off this dowie heed o' mine. They've ta'en her out when nicht did fa', nor sun nor moon on her did shine. They've ta'en her to yon heathen hill, and heeded her baith neat and fine. O Warriston, O Warriston, wi' your gear and gowd and pride and up, ye bear the white o' your ain death, and your bonny lady's crawl doon fa'. Thank you.
That's the great British hurdy-gurdy player Scott Marshall from his second album of hurdy-gurdy tunes entitled Gurdy Mania. That's volume 2, and the tune was The Dormouse's Dream. This coming Wednesday at Cafe Number 9 in Sheffield, you can see Trans-Pacific Troubadours' Those Folk, who are a duo made up of Lawrence Maynard, originally from the USA, and Claire Quinn from Australia. They met in Scotland in 2012 and they've travelled extensively and worked together ever since. They lived in the pine forests of California previously and now they live in Pomona in Queensland. So this is an opportunity to see a touring duo who have trod the boards around the world and headlined concerts in Australia many, many times. Their new album is called Life Inside a Box. And you can see them at Cafe Number 9 this Wednesday, the 26th of November, at 7:30, doors at 7, and their support comes from Sheffield singer-songwriter Robbie Thompson. Here are Those Folk.
Just what this life is for, but I've still got just one foot out the door. We run around in circles just to find our place and start again. When I thought that I was young, I made some plans. Never thought that I would need a helping hand. But now the world has got a hold on me and it's hard to slip free from its grip. Though I feel I'm always moving, there is something that has proven to be true in what I do. Life inside a box will never do for those as free as me and you. Some people come and everyone must go. It always hurts the most with those you know. As time goes on, you'll figure out what matters most and keep it close. Though I feel I'm always moving, there is something that has proven to be true. Inside a box will never do for those as free as me and you. What's real and what is mine. But now I don't measure life by all the things I have, but the life I've lived. Though I feel I'm always moving, there is something that has proven to be as free as me and you. was as free as me and you.
Well, that's nearly the end of the first half here on Sheffield Live's Thank Goodness It's Folk. We've got Sam Hindley after the break, so don't go away. But before we do, I'll play you another act who are performing in Sheffield, and their concert is on the 28th of November at the, now let's see where it is, the Highfield Trinity Church, and it's an album launch. This is a collective I've played on the program before called the Emergence Collective, who combine classical, jazz and folk improvisation. Beautiful minimalist sound worlds that gradually evolve through improvised performance. Featuring a revolving lineup and a vibrant mix of ancient and modern instruments, the ensemble bring together exciting combinations of the North's finest improvisers. Well, the EP is on Bandcamp now. It's just out. It is called Swimming in the Early Hours. It's absolutely lovely. And I thank my friend Joe Veal, who is part of the collective playing clarinet, for sending us this in. So go and see them on the 28th of November at Highfield Trinity Church. It looks like a very beautiful thing to go and be part of. And every concert, of course, is completely different. They make no plans whatsoever. They just turn up and see what comes out on the night. So from the album Swimming in the Early Hours, I'll leave you with this piece, which is called What It Means to Come Undone. I'll see you next week, and stick around for Sam Hindley here on Sheffield Live's Thank Goodness It's Folk. This is the Emergence Collective. Go and see them on Friday the 28th of November at Highfield Trinity Church.